Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Happy Easter Friday! Have you ever asked yourself, what is my mission, my purpose? What is the meaning of life? It's pretty incredible today. This came to me as I was reading the gospel. I love how things start knitting together. The true purpose of what Jesus came to this earth for. So if you remember when he said to Peter, come follow me. Peter was fishing, and when he left, he dropped his nets and he followed Jesus. And Jesus says, from now on, you will be fishers of men. And then we go through, you know, Jesus's 3 years of his ministry on earth, and then it comes time for him to be tried, convicted, crucified, and then resurrected. And guess what? Peter is at the charcoal fire and denies Jesus, which was prophesied by Jesus, 3 times before the cock crows, saying, I don't know that man. I don't want to be associated with him. I like my life pretty much, right? So he denies him 3 times in front of a charcoal fire as he's trying to keep warm. Jesus knows that he just denied him. And then Jesus is crucified. I can't imagine how Peter felt. I seriously don't know exactly how Peter felt, but I know that I've been there myself when I've denied Jesus, especially when I had no relationship with him, didn't know who he was, and completely ignored God in my life. But on my journey, when I was learning the faith and I kept falling and I kept realizing that I have to change, and then I would just make the decision to go sin again. I mean, a logical, in most cases, decision. Some were influenced by drugs and alcohol, but for the most part, I was choosing to deny Jesus. And now Jesus is resurrected. In today's gospel, it's the 3rd time that Jesus is going to show himself to 7 disciples, Simon Peter being one of them. And guess what? They're out fishing, and they're not catching anything. And Jesus from the shore says, cast your net on the right-hand side of the boat. And they say, okay. Ding, ding, ding. They did what Jesus said. They were out there all night long. One more cast, they may be thinking, why would I do that? We've been out here. We're done. We're coming in. But they listened. And guess what? They have so many fish, 153, that they drag in to the shore. They're amazed at the catch. It is, I think, a scientific fact. I don't know. St. Augustine has this in his writings, that there are 153 different species of fish in the sea. So they caught one of every kind of the species. And guess what? Jesus sitting on the beach with a charcoal fire. Only two times that there's a charcoal fire in the New Testament. Both Peter is present at. And in this particular gospel, we haven't gotten there yet, but they are sitting around and they now know it's Jesus. Their heart is on fire. And they are sitting around the charcoal fire, which has bread and fish, and they eat with him. And again, it's the third time that they see Jesus. The very next chapter in John is when Jesus is going to ask Peter three times if he loves him. This is reparation. This is repairing the denial that he did three times in front of the charcoal fire during his passion. It's incredible how this works. Nothing is not intentional. And at this point, he's saying, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, and go be fishers of men. 153 fish catch every kind of species of man all across the world, all four corners of the world, right? Get on out there. I am for everyone. And that, my friends, is our mission. That is our purpose. That is the meaning of life. This world means squat. It means nothing. A, the money that you make is wonderful, but if you don't use it to help others, not so wonderful. The things that you have on this earth are great and wonderful things that make life more comfortable. But again, if you don't think about the people who don't have that and don't help them, it's not so wonderful because then you become selfish, right? And when you think about your faith, and those people out there who don't have it, who don't have God in their lives, that's our job, to show them the beauty. Sorry, my voice is a little raspy. I've got this, what we call allergies, that's happening, and I've got 2 inches of snow outside the window. I don't know why I'm still so rough. My apologies, because it's starting to it's starting to bother me. It might be bothering you. Okay, back to our mission. We are called to be disciples. We are called to fish to everyone around us. And that doesn't mean that you got to quit your job and do what I'm doing and be a missionary disciple, right? Get out there and share the faith in a big, big way. All you have to do is show it. Love people. Share what Jesus has done in your life. Do you think that those fishermen, those seven, perfect number seven disciples, didn't go run and scream and yell? Jesus has brought you to his heart. Mary has you protected as one of her army fighting for the church, fighting for Jesus Christ in the world. If you're not Catholic and you're Christian, you still have seen Jesus in your life. There is evil, and we are called to bring ourselves to the most sanctifying level as we possibly can on this earth, to unite our will with God, do everything he says, and work on virtues every single day, and then get ourselves to heaven. But when we get there, God is going to look at us and say, who did you bring with you? Who else you got? And if you sit there and say, oh, well, it was just me in my own room praying all the time and me just trying to make myself better, that's not going to make him very happy. We need to be fishermen, fishers of men, of all kinds, of all nationalities, of all ages, different sexes, different beliefs. We are to bring people to Jesus, not just for that love, peace, and mercy, for that true relief of life, because once you know that there is salvation through Jesus, through changing your life, through his help, his grace, and when you start seeing those changes in your life, you should be spouting about it to everyone, because ultimately it's about salvation. It is, yes, about living a much more fruitful life here on earth and passing that along to others, but it is about the everlasting life. We don't want friends and family or anyone to burn in hell. I would never in my wildest imagination think about that today. Maybe back in the day when I was mad at someone, I'm like, oh, they should just be burning in hell. Well, we should never be ever saying that out loud or thinking that, because that is just, that's horrific. Think about that. Oh, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. And oh, by the way, we're supposed to love our worst enemies more than ourselves. So today, let's ask God to help us share His love, His mercy, and the faith, right? That the only way to God, the only way to heaven, is through the God-man, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to walk with us, to be a leader, but also to die for our sins and also be resurrected. This is such a beautiful, you know, the words escape me. I don't even know how to say what a miracle and a blessing and how unworthy I feel of Jesus and all that He's done in my life and for the world. This is for everyone. Even that person who is not even close to God, doesn't believe in God, is a completely different religion. It is for everyone. 153 fish were caught. Every single person needs to know Jesus. And it's our job, it's our mission to share that. So let's pray to God to give us the words. Pray to God to give us the actions and the love, because that in and of itself is what's going to attract people to you. And they're going to say things like, how come you're so happy all the time? How come you're always so peaceful? How come you never look at someone and get angry? How come you don't talk about people behind their backs? How come you're constantly helping the poor? How come you're always showing people that Jesus is love and that they can have love and peace and kindness, because I don't understand what it is that you've got, but I want it. You will attract just like that net. And don't forget, I've said this before, joy is the best net to catch fish. So go be joyful. Have a blessed and joyful day.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyla of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPIIteachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.